Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Just trying to figure something out here. One moment. Trying to figure a reconnect. Just trying to figure something out here. My destinations are not working. Say my destinations are working. So, good morning, everybody. Good morning. How about on today? Hey, Dr. Seuss, talking about how Terry, I am like extremely late getting on. But how about my topic on today is overcoming obstacles. That's so crazy, overcoming obstacles. And that is where, and I said, and when I tell you, I said, and I was hearing the Lord speaking, you know, because my son was like, just go on, Mom, just go on. I'm like, look, if I go on, I'm not on all the platforms and streaming services. You know, I don't know what went on today, some type of blockage, but he fixed it. But I never had these issues getting on. Oh, my God. But what I tell you, and then God dropped in my spirit, girl, you talking about overcoming obstacles, Get on here. I'm like, I'm late. Maybe I just don't do it today. And here I am. You know you always wind up preaching to the choir first and all of that stuff. So I'm like, yeah, like, oh, my God. Anyway, can y'all hear me good? Let me turn up my volume if I need to turn it up. Oh, my gosh. This is, like, crazy on today. And it's something how you can get on here and you can preach. Just one moment, guys. You can preach to everybody else and tell them to overcome. And then when you are faced with that thing, oh, my gosh. You ever see those scary movies and you be like, why would you do that? Why would you run that way? Why would you do this? You don't never know what you're going to do in that situation, okay? Because on today, as much as I always talk about overcoming obstacles, and when it happened today, I'm like, wait a minute. No, I'm not going to go on if I can't be on all streaming platform services. Like, what is going on? Because let me tell you, I got myself together quick, okay? Because God was like, oh, you going on there today, and you overcoming obstacles. And I said, you know what, God, I got to go on there because look what I'm talking about today. So I'm not going to say put to the test, but what I'm going to say is that I had to level up and I had to dive in, but thank God my son was up where he heard me scrambling. I'm trying to be quiet. You know how mothers are, honey. They be tearing the house up when they're trying to find something. So that's where I'm at today, guys, overcoming obstacles. And, you know, for the past couple of weeks, he's been talking about Nehemiah overcoming obstacles or building the wall. But let me tell you, as I just continue to dive into Nehemiah, and I always read Nehemiah, I just love his story. I love his build, his tenacity. love the passion that Nehemiah had and how he had the passion Nehemiah had to get the job done in spite of all odds, everything coming up against him, all kind of obstacles coming up against him, but God, but he believed God, you know, because God is everything. So let us pray, because my adrenaline and I'm just racing, and because right now I just need to calm down. I need to focus. I am focused, but I need to calm down. And yeah, so let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for moving and shaking, God. I thank you for always being there with me, Father God. I always thank you, God, for always finding a ram in a bush, God, for always helping, God. Lord, I thank you that you are our helper, our sustainer, our keeper. We love you, Lord God, and touch everyone that's on this podcast, those who will be listening on today. It's in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. Amen. You know what just came to my mind in prayer? You know, one band, what's that? One band, one sound. What is that, Terry, from Drumline? I know you know all the theatrical stuff and movies, but think one band, one sound. I think that's what it was when he said on Drumline. And that's what just dropped in my spirit. That's how I felt, like one band, one sound. So if everybody can hear the podcast on today, whoop, we just not doing it. But God said, oh, you get on it. Let me take care of the one band. One sound, because you getting on here today. Oh, my God, God got a sense of humor. He has truly a sense of humor. Oh, my God. Normally my magnifier work on my phone, but it ain't working today. Okay, I don't know what's going on, but, Lord, I know that I am here. Oh, my God. I am cracking my own stuff up. So nothing is working on today, guys. Wait, hold on. All right, I wanted to put my magnifier on so I could read. Hi, Karen. Good morning. Hi, Sister Keisha. That's from Drumline. Hello, Willie. Hello, Ms. V. Oh, my gosh. Yes, that is from Drumline. One band, one sound. Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes, yes. So on today, let me get into my scripture text so I can read it. Yeah, good morning, everybody. Amen. Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Dr. Sill. So, okay, so on today, let me just go to my scripture text. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. So that's the one band and one sound, okay, from Drumline. Oh, my God. So, but I know God is like, no. Everybody, no, I hear you, but what I'm saying is that everybody is going to be able to hear this podcast on today, so let me do what I do best. So I'm talking about Nehemiah and how he overcame his obstacles of rebuilding the wall, and it's so amazing because Nehemiah wind up building the wall with him and his men. 52 days it took him to rebuild the wall. And that's Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15. It says, so the wall was completed on the 20th of Elul in 52 days, y'all. 2 days the wall was completed. When I tell you, yes, good morning, Sandy. 52 days, and that wall was completed. So when I tell you just his zeal, just his tenacity about getting the job done and about doing what God called him to do, he got the job done within 52 days. And even when the enemy came up against him, everything they said and everything they tried with Nehemiah, he was like right on it, bam. God didn't send you, hey, I'm not going to the temple. I know when God is calling me to the temple, and that's when I'm going to go to the temple. But they was actually trying to, in Nehemiah chapter 6, they were trying to set him up. Uh-huh. But see, he used his wisdom, his spirit of discernment, first of all, you know, so he won't be set up. And the thing about it is that even though when Nehemiah, I'm just summarizing it for you, went in another direction, God still restored. He still replenished. He still showed up because Nehemiah trusted him. He got to the point where he says, I know we're going to have much success because my God in heaven will allow us to have much success. See, his success didn't didn't lean on man. His success leaned on God. And even though God uses man to bless you, but his ultimate person who he prayed for or who he believed God for was what God. And I love Nehemiah because Nehemiah, whew, everything about him was so awesome. His zeal, I just loved his tenacity. Even when the enemy came up against him, he still didn't fret. He said, look, God is with us. Do not be afraid. The Lord God is with us. And isn't that something when you go out in life and all these obstacles that's appearing, all these obstacles that's coming your way, all these obstacles that's coming at you, and you still could say, you know what, it doesn't matter who come at me. As long as I know God is for me, who can be against me? Oh, yeah, uh-huh, and that's what he did. He was, like, so all for it. So they built the wall within 52 days. Can you imagine building a wall that goes around the temple, that goes around your church, and only take you 52 days to get it done? It took them that amount of time. It seemed like it was, like, almost like a month, but it was a month and a half. But he got it done. He got the work done, and that's what we have to do no matter what comes up against us. Just like today with this obstacle, with this whole computer, trying to stream, trying to do, oh, my gosh, but you know what? God, but God. And if God is for you, who could be against you? I just wanted to finish up on Nehemiah. We've been talking about for a past couple of weeks. I so love Nehemiah because it was his passion that drove him. This is another thing. That sometimes we feel, so I know, look, I'm all sweating. Sometimes we feel as though that when we set out to do something and we're looking for wealth, but what I have learned, what brings wealth is really your passion. Your passion to whatever God has given to you, that passion that you have brings wealth. That makes sense because sometimes I just feel as though when we ask and we praying God for things, you know, and we may not see the manifestation of it, or we trying to see it, but it's like if you take your mind off of the money, you take your mind off of being rich and wealthy, God will add all of those increases to you. He will add everything to you. He will take care of way your bills. He will take care of everything when you put your focus on him. When you be steadfast and unmovable, when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all those things will be added unto you. When you seek God and all of those things that you do for the Lord, God will send you wealth. When you take your focus off of the money, when you take your focus off of how much you're doing and how much you're giving, but if you continue to sow, if you continue to pour into the Lord, and I have learning that sow is just not always financially. Sowing could be your good work. Sowing could be all of the things that you do, your time, your labor. You know, and I never thought about that until somebody said years ago, because I was like, I felt like, oh, my God, I really don't have to give. And someone said to me, it's not always about financial. Yes, you're supposed to give financial 10% of your gross, not your net, as your tithe. But what about your work, your labor? Your labor will not be in vain. And God sees everything that you have done, everything that how you have poured out, how you have given financially, how you've given physically your time. God sees the time that you have put in when you're praying with him, when you're working for the kingdom. He sees your time. So don't get caught up so much on money, the money aspect of it, because God will send the money. He will send the wealth. He will send the riches. Just do what God called you to do. Nehemiah had nothing to worry about when he was out there doing the work of the Lord, because one thing about him, he stayed steadfast and unmovable. He believed and he trusted God. Everything that he did, he trusted the Lord. And sometimes you run after money, 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 money. I want my banking account to be real big. Yeah, uh-huh, me too. And guess what? When I look at my bank account, I look at it, what I see in it. My spiritual mother, Dr. Moore, told me that. Look at your bank account how you want to see it. And I start looking at my finances. I don't care what's in there. I'm looking at it how I want to see it. Because if not, you'll get all stressed out. Then you come down with all these ailments because you're stressed out about the bills. You're stressed out about everything. When Nehemiah left his secular job to go to rebuild that wall, the king who he served as a cupbearer didn't believe the same God that Nehemiah believed, but Nehemiah still told the king, you know, how he felt, and he was saddened because his city lay in ruins, so he sent him off, and when he sent Nehemiah off, he sent him off with everything he needed, resources, protection, a letter while he traveled, anything that he needed to rebuild the wall, he gave him all the resources to do it. Isn't that something, how sometimes we dummy down where we are and we look at our situations, we look at our jobs, look at me, I'm 40, I'm 50, 60, 70 years old, and I'm in this same place. How come I don't own a house right now? Okay, well, you may not own a house at 70, you may not own it at 80, but Lord knows you have a roof over your head. Even if you, some may be in transitional housing, you have a roof over your head. So it's not always going to be like that, and you're not always going to be at that place. So stop looking at your situation and remove your age off of things. Thank God for your health. Thank God for your life. Thank God that I'm able to stay with my sister, my brother. I'm able to stay with one of my loved ones, my cousin. Mm-hmm. That's a shelter and a roof over your head. Sometimes we get so messed up in life about what we don't have at this age. Well, I'm 20 years old. This is where I should be. I'm 30. I should be at this place. No, you're right where you should be. And if you don't like where you are, move out of that place. Sometimes I heard someone said, it was years ago, they said, well, I'm 60 or approaching 70, so I shouldn't go in debt buying a new home. Well, if that's what you feel like you should do, then you go and buy your new home. You know, put it in your kids' names if you feel as though that's what you want to do. But do you. You know, stop looking at your age on everything that you do. Stop looking at your age because you could get so messed up. Hallelujah. There it is, God. You can get messed up and mixed up in things in life when you start looking at your age. So you start going towards another way that God didn't even tell you to go because you're so busy looking at your age. And we ain't got to worry about folks saying you're too old to do this or that because we're our own worst enemy. We tear our own selves up, you know. That's a whole other conversation how people may view, but it's not about how they view you. It's about how God views you. Okay, so you at this thing again, so get back at that thing again. Stop looking at your age, going into debt, buying a house, buying a car. If God tell you to do it, then you move forward and you do that. And stop looking at your age. I know you have to be wise and be realistic about things, but allow God to move into that space. Allow him to be in that space. Nehemiah, when he left his secular job, even though he was going to come back to that job, but he took a leave of absence, but look at God. He allowed him to take a leave of absence, but when he took a leave of absence, he took God with him. He was like, God, you going with me. I need you everywhere I'm going. I need you to go with me. Hallelujah. And that's where we got to get to a place where we taking God everywhere with us. My iStar called the other day and said, hey, what you working on because you're quiet? And when you're quiet, I know you're working on some things. So sometimes in our spirits, we do get real quiet. And it's not that you don't be talking to your family because you do talk to them, but sometimes it's that quiet space that they know you when something is brewing, something, you're working on something because you're quiet. You know what I'm saying? And I know that's how I get. I get like real quiet. Even though I'm talking to my mom four times a day, but I'm quiet, and she knows me, even when I'm on the phone talking, so they like, and it's probably, I know, not probably, but it is for discernment, they can discern, oh, she working on something, yeah, I have been working on something, that's coming out soon, so excited about that, guys, so anyway, to back to Nehemiah in terms of him working some things out, and he didn't get caught up in his age, and I'm going to rebuild this wall. Only thing I knew was that I knew by just reading, his passion drew him to rebuild that wall. His passion allowed him to go strong and mighty. His passion on the inside. Oh, God, glory be to God. Think that he wanted to tell the king who did not serve God and tell him that he had to leave his job to go tend to something else. He said, it's a chance that he probably could kill me up here because I'm leaving him to go do something else, and he's not even serving God. But God, let me tell you something. When you do the work of the Lord, that enemy can't stop you. Even when you go to tell your boss that you have to take a leave of absence, when you even have to go to a ministry leader or to your family member and say, hey, I can't do this no more, but I have to go X, Y, and Z, but I'll be back to this later. You got to be strong and unmovable and make bold moves. Like me and Dr. Sills talked about a few weeks ago when I was on my podcast, I talked about making bold moves. Make bold moves for the Lord. Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. And you know what, guys, to be so transparent. Oh, my mama, come on. Y'all got to be transparent. You have to be transparent. I've been working on something, and what I've been working on is a bold move for me. It feels like it's totally out of my comfort zone of what I'm of the norm and what I'm used to. But when God calls you to do a work, and let me tell you, I'm not going to lie, my stomach been like, and not. Do you hear me? But God. But passion is what's driving me. Yes, it may be a different lane for me. Yes, it may be something different, but it's my passion that's driving me to get it done. And even though I may be questioning, even if I question, I got to repent and say, God, forgive me, because I know you gave it to me. I know you're working with me, and I have to do what you called me to do. And don't be afraid of that. And it's because, and you don't want to get to that place where you felt like, I'm just going to retreat from God. No, don't retreat. He wants you to push in. Jonah tried that, and look what happened to him. He got completely swallowed up by a whale, okay? Because he was like, I am not going to preach to the Ninevites. I'm not going over there. They are ruthless. They are horrible people. I'm not, but guess what? God called him to preach it, and he had to preach the gospel. So God sent them there anyway. When God wants your attention, when he wants you to do something, I'm not saying bad things happen. Oh, my God, God wants your attention. All these, no. God is a loving God. No, he's not all at all. I'm going to get your attention. I'm going to do this and do that to you. He ain't got to do all that for you to do his work. He don't got to do none of that stuff to do his work. But what I'm saying is that we get all messed up in the midst of being disobedient to God. The children of Israel walked around the wilderness for 40 years in a circle. It would have only taken them 11 days, but it took them 40 because of their disobedience to God. So I'm at a place where I don't want to be disobedient to God. I'm forever repenting. God, forgive me for my sins if I'm not stepping out fast enough, if I'm not moving out fast enough. But when you put your trust in God, and I'm not saying this like an easy thing. Oh, yeah. It's an easy thing to put your trust in God, but it's another thing to trust them and then step out and do it. So that stepping out part is like, push me through the door, God. So, you know, that's how I feel with that. Mm-hmm. But God will push you through the door when you ask him for help. So what I'm saying to you is that lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He will direct your path. So stop leaning to your understanding, because that's another thing. Thank you, God. We don't understand what's next for me in my life. We don't. That's what we talk about, empowered to win. Remember those who only about empowered to win? Dr. Phil talked about that. What's next for me in my life? Sometimes we don't know what's next for us in our life. But God knows. He knows everything. He's so powerful and so all-knowing. He knows everything. He knows what's next for you. He knows which way you should move, how you should move it, which direction you should go in, who should you connect with. Yeah, and connections is, and partnerships is everything. See, Nehemiah may have thought, I'm just using my own imagination, okay, I'm a cupbearer for the king. But that's not a part of my job to go rebuild the temple, not the temple, but the wall, but it was. Because God put the passion in him, and he knew what was in him. And we dummy down our gifts, our talents, everything within us, because we so stuck and stagnated in that same position, that same way of thinking. Ask God to help your mind to grow. Ask him to help you to leap to that next place where I need to be. Stop looking at your situation and do what and overcome those obstacles that you feel is pushing you. Every time the enemy came up against Sanballat and all them came up against Nehemiah, he told them they had to go. Because, see, he knew he trusted God, and he knew that God was his sustainer, his protector, and God was going to allow him to get this job done because God gave it to him. When God has given you a passion to do what he's called you to do, can't no devil in hell stop you. When I tell you, every time they came up against him, he was right there. And as a leader, he told them, to don't be afraid. God is with us. Oh, God, hallelujah. When you feel the presence of the Lord with you, whatever you do, whatever you do, I don't care if you're there figuring out bills, you can feel the presence of the Lord while you're figuring out your bills. Oh, hallelujah. He's multiplying as you figure out your bills. He's giving favor to those people who you got to make payment arrangements with. When I tell you, God, when you trust him in everything that you do, pretty soon you will have a zero balance. I'm telling you, you will have a zero balance. You keep your faith going on. You keep believing God, trusting in God, like Nehemiah trusted in God. He rebuilt that wall within 52 days because God was with him. And even if he would have gotten to a place where he felt like, I got to back up, God would have pushed him right to it. And don't beat yourself up if you feel like, I have it, but I put it down. Because guess what? Zerubbabel, who rebuilt the temple years ago before the wall was built, he put it down. One theologian said it took him 10 years. One another theologian said it took him 15 years. However many years it took Zerubbabel to get back to rebuild the temple, because as he began to build the temple, then he got frustrated. The enemy came up against him, and he stopped.
But then God sent two prophets, Zechariah and Haggai, to speak life into Zerubbabel so he could rebuild the temple. But when he got back to the work, God had allowed him to do. But this time when he got back, he was much stronger mentally, physically, where he was like, what? You going to come up against me? Uh-uh. You can't do that because I know God did not send you. You are not partaking in this thing. Just like Nehemiah told them, historically, you have no claim to this thing. Woo, God, hallelujah. Watch who you have on your team. Watch those folks who's coming up and cutting and just want to come to be a part of your vision, a part of your work, and don't mean you no good. You got to learn how to discern good from evil. Are they a part of it because they're trying to really tear it down? Are they a part of it because they really want to see this thing work? See, Nehemiah, though, when they came up against him, they came all nice like they was trying to help. You ain't trying to help. You have no claims historically, and you have no claims or no rights to this wall, to this project that I'm working on. Oh, glory be to God. When I tell you, read the whole book of Nehemiah because it's so inspiring and so enlightening. But even when they camped against him, he knew and that they wasn't called to help him do the work. But Zerubbabel, he let the work go for some years. But let me tell you, if God is for you, who can be against you? When it's your time and that job is yours, you have, let me tell you, you have, I can't even get my words out. You is no excuses for it. But guess what? It's going to be yours, and God is still going to push you to do it, because even though you may felt like I let that project go for 15 years, I let it go for 10 years, it's in you, it's yours. It's for you to do, not for nobody else to do. And God will send somebody to stir up that spirit, and he will touch you with his own hands to stir up that spirit on the inside of you so you can get the job done. So don't think if you started something and you're not going to complete it. It's going to be completed. It will be completed. He that has begun a good work in you, glory be to God. That job and that work is going to be completed. So it don't matter if it's 10 or 15 years it took you to get back to it. Stop beating yourself up about that. You let it go. Now, God, give me the energy. Give me the strength to get back to that thing. Hallelujah. Hi, Egypt Marie. Hi, Evangelist Pickett. Hi, Tyra Garden. Good morning. Yes, Dr. Tyra. Yes, so God has given you a work to do. Get the job done. Get the work done. Good morning, Marisha. Cousin Marisha, how are you? Yes, get the job done. So whatever God has given to you, whatever that job he has called you to do, do the job. Do the work. It doesn't matter how long it's taking you to get to that thing. Get it done. And I know you probably feel like, God, I'm stretched thin. I'm doing so much. Can I do another thing? Yes, you got it. You got it. I know of some things in you that God has placed in you as a little girl, and maybe you as a little boy, and you're afraid to get to that job. You're afraid to get out there and get it done. Why? Because you're beating yourself up. Look how much time has gone by. Ask God to forgive you for that, and get back to it. Yeah, it's a lot of things that I have done, and I mean, I started, and then I stopped. But then God stirred the spirit and his spirit in me, and I had to get back to it to complete it and get it done. There's more stuff that God is dropping on me. Get it done, but trust God. See, Nehemiah trusted God in everything that he did, no matter which way he walked, no matter which way he walked or talked. He knew God was with him to get the job complete and get it done. Just get it done. Overcoming those obstacles, like the day I was so late getting on, because my whole, I don't know what was going on with my streaming services today. What in the world? But guess what? God dropped in my spirit. Look, you talking about overcoming obstacles. You going to overcome that obstacle, and you getting on. Because I said, maybe I'll just get on later, or I won't get on today. What? And then he dropped in my spirit, overcoming obstacles. What? You can already talk about that. You got to overcome this obstacle. Get online. Get it online. Get in line, get online, and do that podcast, because you're doing that today. And my son came over, did his magic, thank you, God, for him, and I was on. But God is so faithful. He is so faithful when you trust him. And he would add, I said, Lord, when I go on YouTube, that's the only people who will hear me. Nobody else in other services will hear me. But God was like, well, see, that's your trust. When you got to trust God, I will multiply. I would allow whatever you have to say, they will hear you. You just got to go and get up and do the work and let me handle the rest. Bam. is like that simple with God. You just got to show up. Show up, and he will do the rest. I showed up. I may have been late, but I showed up, and God worked everything out, and he did everything else. He did the rest. He just wants you to show up. So show up on today. Even when it looks bleak, even when it looks blurry, you can't see the forest for the trees, you can't see through the rain, show up. Show up. And that's all God wants you to do is show up. Amen. So I hope this podcast has been a blessing to you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I was truly put to the test on today on my overcoming obstacles and showing up. But I got on because I showed up. And because I was willing to show up, my son said, go live, Mom. I'm like, go live, go live. I clicked go live, and it worked itself out because I showed up. Woo, God, hallelujah. He was sitting a ram in the bush. Normally my son is out at this time or asleep at this time or out or not here. But when I tell you, he put him here at the right time. So what I'm saying is God will line folk up at the right place at the right time. He just wants you to show up. Or sometimes he sound asleep and don't even hear me, okay? But guess what? He heard me because God woke his spirit up to go help. So what I'm saying to you is that you just have to show up. I set the chair, ready to go live, forcing myself to trying to go live, but I showed up. And when I click live, all the platform and services came through because I showed up. Amen. So show up on today, you guys. God is so powerful. He's so awesome. I do apologize this morning for being late, but you know what? God is faithful, and he is so just. So show up. Done, y'all. Yes, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Amen. Wanted to see that I have some things. Good morning, Terry, she said. Thank you for showing up. Amen. Your words meant more than you. Your words meant more than you know. Amen. Thank you, Terry. Amen. Oh, my God. Good morning, Marisha, my cousin. God, oh my God. God is so faithful, y'all. I'm getting ready to get our Terry out on this morning. I'm going to get all teary out of this morning because I'm at a place where, Lord Jesus, I'm just using my magnifier, making sure I didn't forget anybody this morning. Amen. So we're going to pray out, guys. Oh, thank you, Sandy. I know I just switched up my hair on today. I'm so super excited, you guys, about the project that I'm working on that's going to be out soon. So stay tuned. All of my social media handles on Hope Victorious. So I am, like, really super, super excited, and I had to make bold moves. I had to jump out of the boat. I had to close my eyes and jump. I had to be obedient to God on this morning. I mean, not even on, yeah, this morning, yes, Lord. And just over the period of my life, my whole journey, like, God calls all of us to be obedient to him. He will bring the finances. He will bring the prosperity. He will bring the wealth. He will put you at the right place and at the right time, because timing is everything with God. He will set up the resources for you. Stop looking at what you don't have and just give what you do have. If it's your time, give it. If it's financially, give it. If it's your way of thinking to help somebody else out, get to a better place with them thinking mentally, then go to that place and help somebody. But God is so faithful, y'all, and I just so love him, and thank you all for that. And thank you, Sister Terry, for that. Amen. God bless. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We bless you. We lift you up and we give you the highest praise on this morning, dear God. God, we ask if you would just continue to touch us, keep us, God. Those who are mourning, Lord God, continue to touch them. Touch the Caldwell family on this morning, Father God. My cousin called the Caldwells. for their loss, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for Crosby passing on today, Lord God, not on today, but my cousin passing on last week, God. Continue to touch our whole family, God, could touch those who were mourning on today, Father God. We love you, we love you, we love you, God. Send strength, send help, send power, God. We do thank you, God. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. But most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, down the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. You said, my word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Continue to hold up my Caldwell family, my relatives in South Carolina from losing their husband and their father. Amen. Crosby Caldwell. Amen. So I love you all. I see you all on next Tuesday. And another thing I want to leave with you, a health tip, and I'm going to start doing that each podcast, just asking, making sure you're eating right. I know me and my cousin Marisha was talking about eating healthy, eating right. You know, make sure you're eating right. You're incorporating your fruits and your vegetables. Get that in, you know, to live a healthier life and a lifestyle. I had to change my whole lifestyle, my whole way of thinking, my whole way of eating, and I'll get into that later. But make sure that you're drinking your water, you're putting all the right foods in your body. Amen. So incorporate more fruits and vegetables and juice and do smoothies and juice. I love juice, and I done fell in love with juicing, you know. So, amen. So God bless you all, and I'll see you guys on next Tuesday. Amen and amen. Just want to make sure I don't miss anybody here. Hi, Tawana. Love her. How are you? Amen. Dr. Phil says, I'm going to try to read this, Pam. You showed us up as thank God I showed up. Amen, too, because I was going to cancel my hospital appointment. Oh, Pam, yes, but thank you, Father. I'm here, and thank you for your presence. Amen and amen. I know that's right, Pam. I'm glad that you're there praying for you, sis. Sure enough, praying for you. Amen and amen. And that was Evangelist Pickett. I'm sorry, Evangelist Pickett. That was Evangelist Pickett. I thought that was Evangelist Seals. You showed up. So that was Evangelist Pickett who said that she showed up. Yes, yes, and yes. Amen. Oh, here goes Dr. Still says, amen. That's good. Because sometimes showing up is the hardest, yes, hardest part. Obstacles test your dedication and trust in God. Yes, it does. That is for sure. That is for sure. Amen. So I see you all on next Tuesday. God bless you all. And show up and get it done. Praying for you, Evangelist Pickett, and continue to pray for my sister, Tanika. Amen. God bless you all.